Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we take a look at the boys track and field team with head coach Brent Van Houwen. As we are heading into the outdoor season, we are talking a few meets into the indoor season just after winning the Iowa Track and Field Coaches Association Championships. First of all, coach, obviously a very strong finish to last year despite a lot of hurdles coming off of some great graduating classes, a really fun year a season ago, and it seems like the stage has been set for another fun year this spring.
Yeah, I think, you know, like what we did last year was just a nice building year, finishing third, you know, knowing that this year's probably going to be a year that we could, you know, be a contender for a title again. And everything we've seen so far, the kids are putting in the work and doing the work and working, you know, incredibly hard and supporting each other, being great teammates. And yeah, we like what we've seen so far.
Well, and we can break things down, you know, by the area and the track, and a place of strength for you for several years now has been your distance events. We'll start there. Kanan Dunham is already a blue standard Drake Relays qualifier in two events and knocking on the door of a third. And he has a great group coming from the cross country team around him. Obviously, the last couple of years, you've kind of built your team and your scoring around distance and around the throwing events, and that will be no different this year.
Yeah, you know, I think they'll definitely be, you know, a strength for us. Again, it's a smaller group of distance crew than what we're used to, but the quality is very, very good. So I'm very excited for those guys, and they continue to lead and be good, you know, good leaders out there, and it's so much fun to watch those guys do that.
Mason Gocke, a name to really watch this year as he's really figured things out, it looks like, from his perspective, and we already mentioned Kanan. And then obviously some of the guys that you'll really be leaning on are your kind of long sprinters, that 200, 400 round, a lot of guys back in that kind of area that can make a lot of noise.
Yeah, you know, Colin Current, 200, 400, Bailey Shetterly, 200, 400s, long jump, Harrison Mullins, probably 1, 2, and 4. This year after watching him run a 60. We got to have a lot of options there. Ben Thompson ran a couple really good 400s at the indoor state meet. New addition, Nathaniel Ligman, came to us from Wisconsin, ran some nice 400s so far for us. So I think we have a lot of flexibility and a lot of options in that 200, 400, 400 hurdles group that we can move them around and do a lot of different things and hopefully find the right pieces to put together in the end.
Well, it'll be the first time in a couple of years I don't think we'll have somebody throw close to 60 feet in the shot put, but your discus circle, one of the strongest in the entire state coming back. Once again, Coach Anderson's going to have a lot of fun out there. It'll just be a little bit different that we may not have that top shot put thrower.
Yeah, it'll be definitely a little bit different. I think we have three or four really good shot putters that are going to throw, you know, between 48 and 50 feet, which is a great throw. Obviously not quite what we've had the last 5-6 years, but still they're going to do a really good job there. And yeah, on the discus side, you know, Reagan Anderson and Garrett O'Halloran, Jonathan Payton, and all three of those guys have been throwing the disc really well in practice, and then along with Palmer and Samuel so far in the shot put in these first couple of meets, those guys have really done a nice job, and I think they're going to have a shot to qualify for state. And you just never know. Our kids seem to have done well at, you know, at the state meet, and hopefully they at least get a shot, or a couple of them get a shot in something, and see what happens with that.
Here with Brent Van Houwen previewing the outdoor track and field season for the Pella Dutch, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. Another area that's really grown for you, and you've already mentioned one of the names, is field events, and there's some depth there in the jumps, both high and long jump. Logan Vandenbroek a year ago was a hip injury away likely from qualifying for state and probably scoring there and having a good chance to do that. You had two long jumpers who made it state last year as well. Boy, what a fun group that's turned out to be, and you have a new addition in that group as well who's already making some early season noise.
Yeah, you know, the long jumpers, Emmanuel Deers and Owen Kettler have gone over 21 feet already, or right at 21 feet. Bailey Shetterly was fifth last year at the state meet in 21.6. So to have three guys over 21 feet, you know, is kind of crazy for us. We've had some good jumpers over the years, but not three guys that can, you know, could all easily place at the state meet if they jump over 21 feet. So yeah, it'll be a good kind of inner competition amongst the team. And yeah, and then high jump, that's something that has just never been a real great thing for us. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of focus to do high jump, and we just haven't had those kids over the years. And yeah, we got a couple kids with Logan and Jack Reed, both sophomores, you know, willing to put in the time and really hone that skill, and I think it's going to pay off. I think both of them are going to, you know, be 6 foot plus high jumpers this year, which will be the first time we've ever had two guys over 6 feet. So, yeah, really excited about it. And a lot of young guys, a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors, they're going to be able to fill in and help us out, you know, meet to meet, and a lot of good stuff happening.
And then your hurdles. It's been a real strength of this team the last couple of years. I think the guys were a little disappointed with how things ended last year, despite having a really good year coming off of the state championship the prior season, and a solid group of those guys all back, and very flexible again. Some guys who can make some noise, obviously, in the 110 high hurdles, and maybe some potential 400 hurdle threats.
Yeah, I think we have four, five, six guys that are going to compete for that shuttle hurdle team. Levi being the senior has been really good for us. I think he'll probably, you know, anchor us down. We mentioned Logan Vandenbroek, he runs the hurdles well. Caden Johnson ran well. Ben O'Halloran as a sophomore ran really well today. Who am I forgetting in there? Ben Thompson ran the shuttle for us today. He stepped in for Levi just because Levi had a little sore, little stiffness in his hip. So, yeah, I mean, there's multiple guys that can step in there, and I think we have a couple other young guys that might get a chance at some point out of there. So, again, a lot of flexibility, a lot of options where you don't have to hurdle them all the time. And same thing with the long jump and the throws. They don't have to do those things every meet. We got guys that can step in there, and we can still score well and do well.
Here, Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we preview the spring season. So let's then shift gears to the overall goals. And a program that has scored probably more points than any in the last 10 years in Class 3A. It seems like the expectations overall for the end of the season remain high. The Little Hawkeye Conference, of course, is always going to be a beast and a challenge, especially with the rollback this year and where it lands. A good chance that state qualifying comes back home here. And then obviously a lot of meets that set you up for some of that competition. No doubt that the expectations for this program aren't any different this year.
Yeah, you know, the meets at Southeast Polk and a couple meets we go to at Waukee and the DCG meets, you know, those meets really get us prepared for a really good conference this year. You know, DCG, Indianola, Norwalk are better than ever right now. We could have one of our best teams and finish fourth in our conference this year, and that's fine if that's how it is, because we're going to have a really good team and they're going to have really good teams. Over the last 15 years since 2010, we've averaged just over 42 points a year at the state meet. That's almost double any other 3A school. So, that's kind of become our standard now, is we're going to score 42. How much over that can we get? And I think that's definitely the goal again this year is, you know, I think we scored 48 last year, and I think we definitely have a team that can, you know, score in the upper 50s to 60. And you get to that point, you're talking, you know, you're going to be a top three team for sure. And any given year, that could be a championship. So I think, you know, that's where our goals are right now after having championship, runner-up, championship, and a third place. You know, we want to be in that top two or three, and I think we got the guys that can do that if we stay healthy.
Well, and the field of teams in 3A has only gotten better. Obviously, Western Dubuque, the defending champions, they've got the best distance runner coming into the season. Kanan Dunham wants to change that, of course. They're going to obviously be very good. And just so many here in Central Iowa in that Raccoon River Conference, they're loaded across the way. Des Moines Christian now in Class 3A has a couple of horses that will really give them a good chance to score a lot of points. And many others that I'm omitting, but Class 3A, both to help your chances, I think, will be so deep. But it's going to be a tough field to navigate throughout the season. Newton nearby has a couple of big runners as well.
Yeah, like you just said, Western Dubuque, ADM, Newton's going to have some really quality stuff. Grinnell's got some outstanding sprinters, and they have enough distance guys that they can put some really nice relays together. Algona was really good at the indoor state meet. We ended up beating them by two, and they have some really good stuff happening up there. There's 8 to 10 teams, and we talk about this every year. There's always 8 to 10 teams that have a legit shot. Clear Creek Amana has a ton of guys back, and they have a new hurdler that's a sophomore that's insanely fast. Won the 60. I don't know if he won the 60, but I think he was close to winning the 60 and won the 60 hurdles today back-to-back within 5 minutes of each other. They got a really good long jumper too. So, yeah, there's, like I said, 7, 8, 9 teams that are depending on who stays healthy and who can put together the right things and score in the right places, there's a lot of teams that have a lot of good options to win a state title this year in 3A.
Of course, the Dutch remain in that conversation as well. Head coach Brent Van Houwen joining us for our season preview. Coach, appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you a whole lot between now and our favorite place in the world, the Mid-May Drake Stadium. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me again.